This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Cooking with Paula podcast was homegrown, carefully marinated and pan-fried with not a mention of an air fryer. And if you weren't quick enough to write down this week's recipe, this is for you. Paula McIntyre is cooking away in her kitchen, grilled honey and beer glazed gammon with potato and kale gratin. This is just mm-hmm. recipe for a perfect kind of St. Patrick's weekend.
Isn't it?
Big and I feed.
Yeah, a big feed is to be cold tomorrow, so this would be a good feed, wouldn't it?
Sounds perfect. So what mm-hmm. kind of spuds then? What are you doing with your spuds?
So I've just said baker potatoes, but I quite like, Morris Piper or mm-hmm. a Brewster would be great for this. Just a nice, good, big spud, a baker size spud. And just peel it, cut those into like sort of half centimetre slices into a big pot of cold water and bring them up to a simmer and just until they're just cooked, just a wee bit of bite in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then drain them well and set those aside, and then we're going to do like a kind of a sauce for these spuds. So just a roux, make butter and add a small amount of flour.
Like and then a white sauce.
A white sauce, that's it. And then a wee bit of milk, and then a wee bit of cream because it's St. Patrick's Day. And then whisk that to a nice smooth sauce, and then just put a bit of cheese, and then Dijon mustard. And the Dijon mustard will bring this whole thing together, so it's a... And then I don't know if you like kale, or you could use cabbage for this.
I love kale. I use kale. Our kids would laugh at me. I'd put kale in everything because it's handy, easy to use, and it's really good for you.
It is. And it's like one of those things, it cooks in seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think that's probably the reason why I'm still alive.
Is kale?
Is kale. I think kale and beetroot. I think that's the reason, And it's great that I love it. I love anything green, but I think kale's way up there. And it's just, you make a nice Kilcannon at this mm-hmm. time of year too, and you put the kale in, and it's fabulous, isn't it? So all just with the kale, make sure you take this. You can buy it already cut up, but they've got those big stalks in it. So
you get big lumps, big hard, dirty hard lumps in them as well. Yeah.
So go to a good farm shop and you'll get those big, lovely, beautiful looking fronds, of kale, and just pick them off, pick the top off. And then just, I normally just for this, I would just sort of roughly shred it. And then to just fry some onions in a wee bit of oil till they're nice and golden, and put the kale in, a bit of salt and pepper, and really for 2 minutes. You just want to just take the edge off the kale. And then for this gratin, just nice big dish, baking dish, and just butter it. And then put half the spuds in the bottom, and then put the kale and half, put the kale on top of that, all of the kale, spread over half the sauce, another layer of the potatoes, and then the more of the sauce and a wee bit of cheese on top, and then that's ready to go. You could do that today and have that in the fridge, and then just that goes into the oven, mm-hmm, so it's one of those make ahead things.
So it's like, it's kind of like dauphinoise.
It is,
potatoes,
but it's just
the sliced potatoes
kind of,
in the cream.
See that, just that wee tiny bit of flour in it, and just and the mustard and everything, it just kind of puffs up, when it comes out of the oven. It's like that. It nearly looks like a souffle. It's just really, really lovely. So that's you're going to fire that into the oven. I've got some gammon steaks. I have to say, John, I like a gammon steak.
always love a gammon steak or gammon chop.
Love a gammon steak. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes you could do a chop for this. Chop would probably be handier, because in this you certainly, you know, as the recipe's for four people, you kind of need to have a couple of pans going and then get them done and then have them, keep them warm and then do another couple.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's chops. You can get into the chop. You can do exactly the same way, just take a wee bit longer to cook. But what I love a bit of gammon is it's ready in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Isn't it? That's
but how do you glaze in it? Because I've never actually glazed anything, and I know you always...
I like a wee glaze now, mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. So for St. Patrick's Day, just beer and honey. So just a tablespoonful of honey, good glug of ale, and then a few sprigs of fresh thyme in this if you have it. It's just really nice. It just adds in sort of a savoury element. And the beer is quite bitter. The honey's very sweet. The two cancel each other out. And you just give that a boil those together until it's like a syrup. You know, you just be careful not to burn it, but just to bring it so it's sort of like you can swirl it around the pan and it's quite thick. And then I have in the pan here now, one of the steaks cooking. So it's ready now, John. So I've had that on. So just into a really, really hot pan. I normally very light brush of oil on the gammon.
So oil the gammon, not the pan.
Slightly oil it. Pumping hot pan, you know, if you think it's hot enough, you know, make yourself a cup of tea in it and it will be hot enough. Mm-hmm. Get the window open, get the extractor on, and then just when it's into the pan for about 2 minutes, flip it over another couple of minutes, and then at this stage, which I'm at now, you just take that glaze and just start to just brush it over. So you can sort of hear that there. Brush that over that there. And that's just, and then what I'm looking at now is it just changes the colour of the gammon completely, really lovely and golden. And then the important thing is here, just do that a couple of times, John, and then turn the heat off and sort of let that rest. And you kind of, you nearly get a sauce with that, you know, when the juices and the glaze, and sometimes, you know, that you put like a wee tiny bit of butter and just swirl that around the pan too. It's very nice. But you've got the, you know.
And no time to cook, cook a gammon steak. No, I mean, you're talking about a few minutes.
Wait, 4 minutes, really. Mm-hmm. Just as long as that pan's really, really hot to begin with, and you get it in and you get a nice bit of sizzle on the fat, and then just, you know, 2 minutes, flip it over another couple of minutes. You don't need to season it or anything. And then that, you know, if that sort of the honey and, you know, and the beer kind of work really well with that slight saltiness in the gammon as well too.
And do your spuds first of all, get your spuds on and then the spuds and peel on and then do the gammon while that's cooking.
You know, when sort of halfway through that gratin being ready, just think, I'll start my steaks now, my gammon, and then you can sort of, you know, keep a couple of them warm, and then everything's ready at once. And that's it. Pour yourself out a pint of stout and you're good to go.
Happy days. And you see, if you mentioned Kilcannon. If you were doing Kilcannon, because it's mashed potato and kale, isn't it?
Yes. This is something I've been doing recently, John. Now, as you see, when you do your mashed potato, you know, just, you know, mash them. I know a lot of people put it through your sieve and all, but you see, when you're at home, there's no point in doing that.
No.
If your family are that fussy about lumps, we'll let them put it through the sieve.
Good point. Well
that's
made.
Not right.
Yes,
not right.
Totally agree.
Just get the masher, get the good old-fashioned masher out and do it in.
I prefer getting the odd wee lump in your mash. Just
don't mind it.
I mean,
John,
it's different. You're right. It's different if you're out and you're paying for it. It's out somewhere, maybe.
You want to think that some chef has put a wee bit of elbow into it, passing it through.
I mean, if it's at home, I don't mind. I don't mind. It reminds you that it is a spud.
And especially you see Kilcannon. Now, I think Kilcannon, you don't mind a wee lump on it because, you know, the way I do my Kilcannon is I have a big pot of mash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the Kilcannon and I get the kale and I just sort of put it into, you know, boiling water for like 30 seconds, literally. Mm-hmm. Take it out, drain it really well. And then I get a nice big pan of butter. And I throw the kale in, and then I throw in about 6 really finely chopped scallions.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that all into the mashed potato, and I mix it all up with a bit of butter. But you know what I love is buttermilk. Buttermilk and mash is fantastic.
I've never done that in my life.
Honestly, and then you have to remember that buttermilk is fat-free. so you can afford to have a wee bit more butter. No, no, no. Do you know if you want? And, I mean, I actually, do you know what I've got with the buttermilk? It gives it a lovely tang, John. Honestly,
do you know what? I'm going to give that a go because I have bits of butter.
Fantastic.
After you make soda bread or whatever, there's bits of buttermilk. You haven't quite used all the buttermilk.
That's right. And it lasts forever too.
Yeah, it does.
Know, it's great.
Oh.
So mash that in. And then you know the essential bit, John? You've made your big bowl of Kilcannon. It's lovely. It's green flecks through it and everything. And you get the back of a spoon into the middle of it all and you put in some melted butter and you put that into the middle of the table. And if they don't like that, well, then get rid of them.
Well, absolutely.
Get rid of your family. Get rid of
100%.
Your friends. 100%.
I'll stick with the Kilcannon.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Right, that's
but
fantastic.
You can have that there, a big bowl of that, and then few rashers of bacon and you're good to go, aren't
crispy,
you?
Nice crispy bacon done in the air fryer.
That'd
be delicious. Look, it's March. I haven't mentioned the air fryer since Christmas. So
do you know, John, I have to congratulate you.
I've bitten my lip every week.
Don't you worry, John, because every time I go anywhere, people do it on your behalf.
Do they? Oh, is that lovely?
They do. That's lovely. Great? Everywhere I go, I hear, what about the air fryer? And then they go, listen to John Poole. Oh, lovely.
Well done.
Thanks, John.
Well done. Well done.
You have your
the troops that are
John.
Out there, they're all out there doing their job. So the recipe is grilled honey and beer glazed gammon with potato and kale gratin. That's it from our Cooking with Paula podcast. More from Paula and more from us on BBC Sounds.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.